When it comes to politics, numbers are not the only measuring stick, because it's all about power, says journalist and analyst Tom Farrick with the Next Mayor Project.
You don't get taken seriously in this city unless you are seen as a power block. That's the detriment of Latinos, because the power establishment says, well, they don't vote, they're not a power block. Why should we give them a seat at the table?
But he predicts that
Latinos are going to emerge as a political force that's equal to their population.
A population of approximately 188,000. Latino and Asian immigrants are at the root of the city's recent population increase. You can witness some of that growth at naturalization ceremonies that take place every week in Philadelphia. At a recent ceremony, new citizens, like Dominican Maria Perez, were invited to register to vote right there in the room where they had just been sworn in.
So, what did you do right now?
I'm registered for vote.
Why?
Because I would like to vote in this country. I'm so glad to be a citizen now.
One of their primary motivations is often, you know, that they've been waiting years to vote and participate fully in the civic system.
Says PICC's executive director, Tasha Kellerman, which has registered 30,000 voters through that program. Most immigrants wait between 10 and 15 years for citizenship, but as the realization that here voting is not mandatory, as it is in many of their original countries, and that voting in general doesn't translate immediately into action, other factors intervene, and like with other Americans, voting becomes more of an option than a civic duty. That, says Pedro Rodriguez, a community activist and civil service commissioner, is the first sign of voter disengagement.
The reasons for that is manifold, but one of them is the lack of attention that candidates pay to the community. In the process of political elections, many Puerto Ricans and many other Latinos feel marginalized.
Puerto Ricans, who as American citizens by birth just have to register to vote, constitute the largest Latino voting bloc in Philadelphia. In this election, the candidates have strategically taken the time and energy to address some Latino concerns. Also, the presence of the first Puerto Rican mayoral candidate, Judge Nelson Diaz, may slowly start changing the rules of the game in terms of voter engagement. At the first United Voices for Philadelphia Forum held this past Saturday, the candidates heard questions from a diverse group of immigrants.
Will you, as mayor of Philadelphia, put an end to the physical presence of ICE in police departments and prisons?
Given your understanding of the challenges facing youths today, both in school and out of school, what are your plans to ensure the well-being, safety, and success of immigrant youths, both documented and undocumented?
In Philadelphia, the issues that dominate these elections are education and jobs. But according to a recent Pew study, among Latinos, crime is the big issue. Crime and poverty go hand in hand, says Reverend Adam Mairena, pastor of West Kensington Ministry at Norris Square, and a community activist.
44% of Latinos in Philadelphia live below the poverty line. That's twice the national average. So that is a very in-your-face issue that we struggle with on a daily basis. And without the resources to make a living, the trickle-down effect to that is crime, the lack of daily necessities.
But for Reverend Mairena, there's also a less tangible factor at play in this election.
And what I want is a mayor that can articulate a dream and a vision that can inspire us to become politically engaged. I think a lot of us are not politically engaged because we haven't met a candidate yet that has grabbed our heart.
I'm Elizabeth Perez Luna.